Romeo and Juliet by William Shakespeare, introduced by Richard Eyre.
The story of young lovers in Verona destroyed by the feuding of their families was well known in Shakespeare's day. Now the story is a myth, and that myth is popular. The tragedy is Shakespeare's best-known work. Its legend is the stuff of films, ballets, operas, paintings, advertisements, and catchphrases. Shakespeare in love. In the long and rambling source poem he worked from, the story takes 9 months to unwind. Shakespeare covers everything in 4 days. He can do this because he turns mere events into experience, and young people can live a lot in a short time. Shakespeare has made his lovers even younger than in the source, hardly more than children. The love he's taken for a tragic subject here is a violent and yet innocent passion, a summer storm. His young people live in a sweltering and stormy Italian city in late summer, where earthquakes happen. The feud between the families, the Montagues and the Capulets, isn't a public political thing, but a rage in the blood that affects every living person, particularly the young men, in the city of Verona. The love of Romeo and Juliet is extreme, but they're also more than their love, more complex as well as finer than those who surround them. They learn from love how to grow up, even if it's too late for them. They discover what tragic mistakes and tragic divisions are. Juliet finally stands alone, turning away from her family and the old nurse, earthly loving, but in the end treacherous. Romeo helplessly brings death to his closest friend Mercutio, who is wholly Shakespeare's invention, brilliantly tough, fast, wise.